Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to our radio program today. This is Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us. This is really an awesome summer, and today we're going to talk about a shift of consciousness and some of the miracles that are taking place at this time. The Company of Heaven has revealed to us that the collective consciousness of humanity has now reached a critical tipping point that will enable us to utilize the celestial alignments that will be taking place this momentous year to co-create a renaissance of love for humanity and the planet Earth. Today I'm going to share some information with you about this unprecedented opportunity, and we're going to talk about just what a renaissance of love will actually mean for humanity and Mother Earth. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And today, through our collective consciousness, we're going to co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. This weekly program is an hour during which I'll be sharing enlightening information and powerful guidance that is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, our sisters and brothers who are assisting us from on high. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding truly day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we're going to be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectation and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to occur on this planet. So as you listen to this celestial message and guidance that I'll be sharing with you, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because somebody's told you it's true. Listen with the inner guidance of your I Am presence, which is your true God reality, and ask if this information is appropriate for you in assisting you to fulfill your divine plan. By listening to your heart, you will know. This is an unprecedented and extremely rare moment on this planet. And the ultimate goal at this time is for all of us to be able to reach up in consciousness and to tap into those realms of illumined truth so that we can receive the guidance individually and personally for ourselves, and we don't have to depend on anybody else's interpretation of the information. Okay, so today know that we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your I Am presence. Through this unique opportunity, you'll be able to bless humanity and all life. And we're going to work together to heal the maladies manifesting not only in your life, but all the lives of humanity on this planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God that is flowing through your heart flame. See this light from the heart of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. Know that the love of God is lifting you up, and as you are lifted up, you are lifting all life on this planet up with you. There is no separation. All life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. What affects one part of life affects all life. And with every thought, word, action, or feeling, We are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on what we have charged into that energy. So today we are going to deliberately focus on the light of God and add to the light of the world through this activity of light. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. 2012 is exceeding by far the expectations that dedicated light workers have been energizing for the past 25 years since the initial impulse of harmonic convergence. We entered 2012 actually on a wave of unity consciousness beyond anything we've ever experienced. Now, our new planetary cause of divine love, which was co-created in 2011 through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, is destined to become the order of the new day on planet Earth. With the miracles that have taken place so far this year, humanity, in unison with the company of heaven, is on the path to victoriously birthing a new renaissance of love. This will take place during the 25th anniversary of harmonic convergence, August 11th through the 16th, in this year of 2012. This is not going to occur by happenstance. It will manifest through the conscious efforts of you and me and the dedicated people all over the world who are deliberately focusing on the light of God and co-creating this birth of a new renaissance of love. After all, we are co-creating these earthly experiences through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings with every breath we take. In order to accomplish this mighty feat, the company of heaven is calling all of us to a higher service. So during this very special time on this planet, go within to the divinity of your heart. Listen to that inner guidance. Ask your I Am presence to reveal to you what your facet of this divine plan is. And then see how you can add to the light of the world through your unique gifts, your experiences, and all the divine momentum of your I Am presence. Respond to this vital heart call in alignment with your inner knowing. In order to fully understand the magnitude of what birthing a new renaissance of love will mean for humanity and all life on this planet, it's important for us to remember just how the first renaissance transformed this planet. The first renaissance originated about 500 years ago in Florence, Italy. It was part of a master plan to accelerate the return of the love nature of our Mother God, the Divine Feminine, which we have always known as the Holy Spirit, back into the physical plane of Earth. The divine intent of the first Renaissance was to awaken humanity's creative right brain hemisphere, which had become almost dormant since our fall from grace eons ago. Our right brain hemisphere is the portal through which the love nature of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, flows into our heart flame and is projected into the physical world of form to bless all life. In the middle of the 14th century, we were actually in what was known as the Dark Ages, and our affinity for culture and the arts was practically non-existent. In order to stimulate our creative right brains, the Company of Heaven worked with each of our I Am presences and projected the wisdom of the arts into the mental strata of Earth. As this sacred knowledge began to filter into humanity's conscious minds, the Renaissance began to flourish in Florence, Italy. The expansion of art, music, dance, literature, and every other creative facet of the Renaissance moved humanity into a level of civility that we had not experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. The movement in Italy began there, but then it spread very quickly throughout Europe, signaling the end of the Dark Ages and the beginning of modern history. The Renaissance inspired civil liberty and a new internal order of culture and political development. It was the beginning of humanity's awakening and a crucial stage in the process of liberating our human minds from our ego's paralyzing grip of fear, superstition, and misinformation. In the midst of what was perceived to be unrivaled barbaric darkness, the Renaissance birthed a civilization of a higher order. As our right brain hemispheres were stimulated with new levels of creativity, more of the love of our Mother God was able to flow through our right brains into our hearts and into our life experiences. Much of the art painted by the great masters at that time focused on some of the main players of the Piscean Age, Joseph, Mother Mary, and Jesus, the beings who symbolically represented the Holy Trinity. They were depicted in many of the Renaissance paintings. This focus of humanity's attention on the Trinity helped us to expand the immortal, victorious threefold flame within our hearts. This threefold flame is the reflection of the Holy Trinity that creates the chalice of our God selves within our heart centers. This threefold flame consists of the blue flame of our Father God's divine power, the pink flame of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit's divine love, and the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God, the reflection of divine wisdom or Christ consciousness. As the threefold flame within our heart became more and more activated within our beings, the first Renaissance birthed a time of enlightenment that played a critical part in liberating our human minds. Individualism and self-empowerment rose up in the hearts of humanity, and people pulled away from the oppressive control of the church. The Renaissance person did not abandon his or her spiritual beliefs, but rather adopted new attitudes about them. Rigidly dogmatic concepts were challenged and cast aside. This marked a momentous turning point in humanity's history. In the midst of unrivaled barbaric darkness, the Renaissance birthed a civilization of a higher order. There was a resurgence of the human spirit that made possible all of the great achievements of modern humanity. It initiated an atmosphere that was favorable for new ideas, innovative accomplishments, and creative enterprises in every human endeavor. The most amazing part of all of this is the fact that this transformation, which moved us out of the Dark Ages into its civilization that was civilized and cultured, was accomplished in the middle of the Dark Ages, during the time when our human egos were totally manipulating our hearts and minds, and a time when humanity was truly asleep, unaware of the fact that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all our Father, Mother, God hath is ours. Now, in this cosmic moment, when we are on the verge of birthing a new renaissance of divine love, everything has changed. Even though there are still people on the planet who are acting out as though they still live in the Dark Ages, the vast majority of humanity is not behaving in that way. There are literally billions of people every single day who in one way or another turn their attention to a higher power and invoke the light of God into their lives. During the past 25 years, miraculous activities of light have been successfully accomplished by light workers around the world, and unprecedented divine intervention has taken place by the Company of Heaven. As a result, humanity is in the midst of this tremendous awakening and shift of consciousness, actually the greatest to ever occur in any system of worlds. Every man, woman, and child, and every particle of life have now begun the initial ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension. This time, the Earth and all life evolving upon her are moving up the spiral to our next octave of our evolutionary process. Millions of people on this planet are fully awake. These precious souls are deliberately participating in the process of co-creating the patterns of perfection for the new Earth in the tangible world of form. There are millions others who are in the awakening process, and they are adding to the light of the world in myriad ways, whether they are consciously aware of it or not, by opening their hearts through love and compassion. They are adding to the light of the world. Just imagine what miracles we will co-create by birthing a renaissance of love in the awakened state of consciousness humanity is now experiencing. The beings of light have said that it is impossible for humanity to even fathom what will be accomplished with the birth of a new renaissance of divine love that we are in the process of co-creating. But they said it will be glorious beyond our wildest dreams. The vehicle that will be used for the global event to focus humanity's attention on this facet of the activity of light, of birthing a new renaissance of divine love in the physical plane of Earth, will be the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This global activity of light will create a collective cup of humanity's consciousness. This will take place during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, August 11th through the 16th, 2012. It will be an event that will take place on the sacred isle of Kauai in Hawaii. During that week, people all over the world will be drawn together. Those who are in attendance and respond to their heart call to participate physically in this activity of light in Kauai will join with light workers that are tuning in from around the world. And together we will form this chalice of light that will envelop the entire planet Earth. The collective cup of our consciousness will form the open door through which powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's crystalline solar light from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God will flow through every heart flame to create the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential that will birth a renaissance of divine love. This vitally important facet of the unfolding divine plan will lift the energy, vibration, and consciousness of every single person on Earth the maximum that cosmic law will allow in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. This will move humanity a quantum leap forward in consciousness, the consciousness of oneness and reverence for all life, which is our divine destiny as sons and daughters of God. The beings of light said that this event will be a critical step of preparation before the monumental influx of light that will bathe the Earth during the 21st of December in 2012, the solstice that will complete this process of birthing the new heaven and the new earth. It doesn't mean that everything will instantaneously be transformed, but this will complete the creation in the realms of cause of the immaculate concept of the new heaven and the new earth. Then we will magnetize those patterns of perfection at a greatly accelerated pace through humanity's elevated consciousness and our new renaissance of love. It's difficult for us to truly grasp the magnitude of what this will mean for the earth and all her life. But the beings of light have said that from that moment forth, the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth will begin to externalize as a tangible reality in our lives. This will be the heaven on earth of our own creation through our I Am presence. These patterns for the new earth will reflect humanity's oneness and the reverence for all life, which is the original divine plan that will catapult us forward into our new crystalline reality in the fifth dimension of God's infinite perfection. So let me share some information with you about the event that will take place in August. In order to birth a new renaissance of divine love, we're being asked by our Father, Mother, God in the company of heaven to unite our hearts, our heads, and our hands during the global event that will take place August 11th through the 16th. There will be many diverse ways in which we can weave our light into this divine plan. So pay close attention to the opportunities that are being presented to you. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and ask this wondrous aspect of your own divinity to pave the way so that you will be able to fulfill your heart's calling. As you may know, the Hawaiian Islands are remnants of the continent of Lemuria, and the initial impulse of humanity's fall from grace took place on that continent eons ago. Lemuria was a huge continent in the Pacific Ocean. Since harmonic convergence in August of 1987, the Hawaiian Islands, which are remnants of Lemuria, have played a critical role in reversing the adverse effects of humanity's fall from grace and the healing of Mother Earth and all her life. Many of the people embodied at this time have links to Lemuria. They realize that they are here now to heal the atrocities that resulted on that continent when humanity fell into the abyss of separation and duality. The island of Kauai is known as the Garden Island. This island contains within its etheric records the immaculate concept or the divine blueprint for the body of Mother Earth. This is the original pristine beauty that Mother Earth expressed prior to the fall. It is actually the verdant paradise that we have always referred to as the Garden of Eden. Kauai's etheric records also contain the archetypes for the divine potential of what Mother Earth will express when she ascends into her rightful place on the fifth-dimensional spiral of evolution and dons her seamless garment of light that reflects her new solar reality. For the facet of the miraculous divine plan that will take place August 11th through the 16th, our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven have asked those of us at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose to organize a gathering of dedicated people from all over the world who will be willing to work with the company of heaven and to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Together, these selfless volunteers will co-create a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to catapult humanity and our new planetary cause of divine love into frequencies of love that will establish the path to birthing a renaissance of love for all life on this planet. in through the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, humanity will shift into a higher state of consciousness to be able to establish in the physical world a renaissance of love that will be the order of the new day on planet Earth. This event in August, within the embrace of the exquisite beauty of Kauai in the Hawaiian Islands, will use the vehicle known as the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This is an activity of light that has taken place every year on the anniversary of harmonic convergence since the initial impulse of this sacred period of time in August of 1987. So listen to your heart. A clarion call is now reverberating from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, invoking your assistance in this holy endeavor. Respond according to that inner guidance. Know that whenever you volunteer to serve as an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this planet, the floodgates of heaven open to support you and to help you pave the way for your participation, whatever it is you are being guided to do. It is critical that lightworkers from around the world be physically present for this very important facet of the unfolding divine plan. All of the lightworkers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart. Trust that inner guidance. Listen to your I Am presence. Your light and your love are needed now. In addition to those who will be inspired to be physically present in Kauai, there will be people around the world who join in consciousness from various points of light. These dedicated souls will project the light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the selfless volunteers are physically gathered in Kauai. Thus, our unified efforts will expand 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Know that every person will be in his or her right and perfect place. No facet of this divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we each respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present on the island of Kauai, then our I Am presence in the company of heaven will assist us in paving the way. This is true whether we need assistance with time, energy, money, or courage to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. This is a vitally important facet of the divine plan that the company of heaven has been waiting literally eons of time for us to be able to accomplish from the physical plane of earth. The beings of light can't just wave a wand and do this for us. Humanity is responsible for creating the human miscreations that caused our fall from grace. We alone can transmute these patterns and replace them now with a new renaissance of love. We've each been prepared for eons of time for our unique facet of this divine plan. So listen to your heart and trust that inner guidance. You will know exactly where you are supposed to be and what your facet of this divine mission is. The Company of Heaven has asked us to organize this monumental event in this healing venue so that selfless volunteers who make the sacrifice to serve in this way will truly experience a glimpse of heaven on earth. I want to assure you that this will be a life-transforming experience for anyone who participates on a physical level and for all of us tuning in from around the world. In wondrous ways, our lives will never be the same. If you feel the heart call to participate in the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. Listen to these words carefully and follow the simple instructions. If you do not feel the heart call to be physically present in Kauai, know that this is a global event and that you can weave your magnificent light into our chalice from wherever you are on the face of the earth. God bless you for your willingness to be the open door for the influx of light that will lift humanity's consciousness and birth a renaissance of divine love for all life on this blessed planet. The beings of light are going to be guiding us step by step through the next weeks leading up to this event in August, and I'll be sharing this information through my free email articles, which you can sign up for on our website, eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. In addition to the guidance that we will be receiving from the Company of Heaven, each of our individual I Am presences are going to be guiding us through our own unique preparation. So ask for assistance, and then remain in a state of listening grace at all times. This is an amazing opportunity for each of us to add to the light of the world. And our I Am presence and the Company of Heaven are standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist us, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. This sacred conclave will be a celestial experience for everyone, and each day, as we successfully fulfill one phase of the divine plan, the Company of Heaven will reveal the next phase of the divine plan to us. As we sojourn through the various activities of light, under the guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven, our mission will be victoriously accomplished. The physical manifestations of the pattern of perfection for the new earth that will birth our renaissance of divine love will blaze through our hearts and centers, and the light of God will catapult humanity and our new planetary cause and renaissance of divine love into physical manifestation. This will establish a renaissance of love that will transform this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. The World Congress on Illumination is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with the opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you have been serving for literally eons of time. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in this monumental light. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill through myriad activities of light will be accomplished by each of us individually, working in unison with the Company of Heaven. We will be joined by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, all of the legions of light throughout infinity, the mighty I Am presence of all humanity, the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdom, and all of the angels serving the earth at this time. The entire universe is supporting us in this holy endeavor. The beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways, but it is the light workers on earth who are the predominant force bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. But our humble efforts will be amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the Company of Heaven. That means that for each one of us that is adding to the light of the world through this event, the Company of Heaven will amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold, and it will be as though 1,000,000 people are invoking this light for each one of us that is participating. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart flame. and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this cosmic critical moment in the evolution of this sweet earth. We are blessed beyond measure to be able to assist all life evolving on earth in this wondrous way. All of the information that you will need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is available on our website. So just go to the website and read the article so that you can understand the greater picture. The website, once again, is eraofpeace.org, and just click on the box that says 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. Now, as we move forward on this special and holy day, let's add to the light of the world by expanding the light of God flowing through our heart flames. At this time, truly miracles are happening, and the beings of light who are assisting us from on high have stated that the magnitude of what is occurring within our hearts and minds, and the hearts and minds of the masses of humanity at this time, is truly beyond our comprehension. The earth is receiving greatly amplified waves of solar light. It seems as though almost daily the news is reporting monumental, unprecedented solar flares. And this is coming not only from our physical sun, but from suns beyond suns beyond suns, amplifying the crystalline shift of vibration that's taking place at an atomic cellular level through all of humanity's earthly bodies. This light is allowing our I Am presence to activate our pineal glands and to open our crown chakras of enlightenment to new breath. This is enabling people everywhere to hear the inner voice of their I Am presence and the celestial guidance from the company of heaven in new and profound ways. This act of divine intervention is causing a powerful shift in the mass consciousness of humanity. This miraculous event is reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace. After the fall, we fell into such dense frequencies of duality and separation that our crown chakras closed, causing our spiritual brain centers to atrophy. That tragedy caused us to forget that we are supposed to consciously receive guidance from our I Am presence and the company of heaven as we sojourn through our earthly experiences. Our descent into chaos also caused our 12 solar strands of DNA that was a very elaborate fiber optic communication system to connect with the higher realms of truth to short circuit into the double helix DNA that our scientists are now exploring. At a cellular level, the fragmented double helix of our DNA provides barely enough information from the higher realms for the body elemental, the intelligence within our body, to sustain brain consciousness. But now everything has changed. The transformation that has happened within the collective consciousness of humanity during the past 25 years has provided us with brand new opportunities. Our I Am presence is at long last reclaiming dominion of our lives. And we are in the process of healing that fragmented circuitry of our original 12-strand DNA. Now we are ready for the next phase of the divine plan. This part of the plan will prepare every man, woman, and child for our ascension into the fifth-dimensional frequencies of our new solar reality of God's infinite perfection. We will move a quantum leap forward in our transfiguration from carbon-based planetary beings into fifth-dimensional, crystalline-based solar light beings. A critical part of this divine alchemy consists of encoding the patterns of perfection of our new planetary cause of divine love into the 12 fifth-dimensional solar strands of DNA that are part of our I Am presence, which is now being activated within us. It is a critical time for all of us to lift up in consciousness and for all of us to move into those higher frequencies. The higher we are between now and the events in August that will take place between August 11th and 16th during the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination, the higher our vibrations are, the more light from the newly birthed renaissance of divine love we will be able to project into the physical plane. So let's join together now, and as one heartbeat, one breath, one consciousness of pure divine love, let's invoke the light of God through our newly expanded pineal gland, our newly awakened crown chakra, our newly expanded threefold flame, and the highest frequencies of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies that we are capable of receiving at this time. We'll accomplish this through a guided visualization, and I'm going to state these affirmations and this invocation in the first person so that we'll each experience it individually and tangibly. But know that simultaneously, we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And through the sacred activity of light that takes place during this program, Awaken Your Divine Potential, the light of God will flow through our collective cup of consciousness. And simultaneously, all life on this planet will be lifted up with us. So now, I am stating this in the first person, but knowing that we are one with every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. Breathing in deeply, and as you exhale, go within to the divinity of your heart. Beloved presence of God, I am. Through the divinity blazing within every heart, I invoke the legions of light associated with the flame of healing through the power of God's infinite transmutation. This emerald green flame with a violet radiance is the most powerful frequency of healing available in the fifth dimension. It transcends everything less than purity and vibrant health, and it is the force of healing now flowing into the planet on the patterns of the new earth. Legions of light, blaze forth the most intensified activity of this healing flame that cosmic law will allow. Project this sacred fire into the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. Instantly transmute every frequency of vibration in any facet of life that conflicts with the immaculate concept of humanity's solar light bodies and the infinite perfection of the new Earth. Increase this activity of healing light daily and hourly with every breath I take. Allow me to be the open door for this flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation for not only myself, but for all life evolving on this precious planet. Allow me to be a force of healing for all of the life existing on Earth. The elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the human kingdom. Magnetize into my sphere of influence every person, place, condition, or thing that I can assist in any way with God's healing light. Give me the divine opportunities to love all life free on this sweet earth. Beloved I Am, beloved legions of light, I am open. I am willing. I am receptive. And I am grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on earth. As God's most holy name, I am, I am, I am. I am the perfection of God, and I know that all energy comes from God. Everything that seems like solid matter is actually pulsating divine energy. All life is one, and all life responds instantly to divine love. Through my heart flame, my physical body is refined and filled with light. Therefore, I am now in the world, but not of it. I have transcended the outer world chaos and confusion to be a powerful instrument of God, the open door that no one can shut. My heart flame expresses love, awakening me to the voice of my I Am presence. The purpose of my earthly existence is to become a co-creator with my Father, Mother, God, thus mastering this physical reality. Humanity is now learning to accept the divine plan of heaven on earth, which has always been known in the fifth dimension. Within every electron of humanity's solar light bodies, the cosmic nature of divine love is now being expressed, continually emanating perfection through every thought, word, action, and feeling. I see and feel the original crystal clarity of every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. Within this crystal clarity pulsates the immaculate concept of all physical matter. Through the balance of the masculine and feminine polarities of God, now balanced within me, an indisputable aura of divine love and power has formed on earth, creating the violet flame. Humanity and planet Earth, awaken. Step into the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth, and be the perfection of your true God reality, now made manifest in the physical world of form. I am. I am. I am. Now, in the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am. And through the full power of the threefold flame pulsating in every heart, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of all humanity. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I am. I command that the flame of purity in the central core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continuously and permanently. Through the power of God, I am. I direct the crystalline white flame of purity to remove any shadows that are cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the electrons within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. O sacred flame of purity, cast any shadows into the violet flame and transmute every rate of vibration which is discordant or causing any form of limitation in my life or in the world, back into God's infinite perfection. As the flame of purity quickens the vibratory rate of each electron, I witness every cloak of darkness being cast into the new fifth dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame. All shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life are being instantly transmuted into light. This is occurring simultaneously through every particle of life on Earth. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity now expanding and expanding and expanding in every electron of precious life energy on Earth until everything causing limitation in my life or on the planet can no longer exist. As the power of God, I am, is now blazing through every heart flame, I accept that this purification is being accomplished even as I call, through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity ever known on Earth. This purification is God victoriously accomplished, and I accept that this sacred flame of purity will be intensified daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take, within every electron of precious life energy. I accept that this activity of light will be intensified moment by moment until the new renaissance of divine love is birthed into physical reality and the planet Earth has completed her ascension into the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite light. I invoke the cosmic dispensation now, wherein the electrons, now pulsating with purity, will be invulnerably charged with purity's flame in action, so that all of the new energies from the heart of God that are passing through humanity's earthly vehicles, which are the open doors to its expression in the physical world, that this electronic light from the heart of God will now remain within an invincible armor of purity and divine love, so that as this gift of life is received, it will be able to emit the perfection contained within it, but it will allow none of the discord of humanity's lower vehicles, physical, etheric, mental, or emotional, or the physical plane of Earth, to change the vibratory action, color, or sound of its comforting presence. I accept that this activity of light is being God victoriously accomplished with full power. And I know that now the activated pineal gland, the awakening crown chakra, the balanced right and left brain hemispheres, the new spliced solar strands of DNA, my activated crystal and light bodies, my mighty I Am presence, are now integrating moment by moment through my earthly bodies, a process that will be accelerated with every breath I take, lifting me into the highest possible frequencies with all humanity for the cosmic events that will take place in August. And so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body as I breathe in and out rhythmically, normally, allowing these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I deeply and gently absorb the bliss of this moment in deep humility and gratitude. Precious hearts, I am so grateful for you and your willingness to add to the light of the world. You are a precious gift to humanity and to all life on this blessed planet. Please go to our website, eraofpeace.org, and read the additional information about the event that will take place in August at the 26th Annual World Congress on Elimination. Sign up to be on our free monthly email list so you can receive the articles of the activities of life that will take place between now and that time, to allow us to prepare our vehicles greater at an atomic cellular level. There you can watch our videos, our free webinars, you can read years' worth of the newsletters in our archives, and there are also products and things that you can look at and see if you're interested in them that will help you add to the light of the world. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. I'm Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.